Okay, you're recording.
It's 3:32.
Okay, it's a couple of minutes after 3:30, so we're going to go ahead and start our executive board meeting. So welcome, everyone. My name is Michael Romero, and I'm the executive board member representing Los Angeles Unified School District. Thank you for being here for our executive LARIC board meeting this afternoon. It's a pleasure on behalf of Superintendent Cortinas and our Board of Education to welcome my colleagues and welcome our stakeholders that are here hosting the board meeting. To begin the meeting, I wanted to ask Emilio Uriote if he can lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Emilio?
Please stand. Right hand over your heart. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated.
Thank you, Emilio. Before we begin, I just wanted to give each board member the opportunity of introducing themselves and maybe recognizing somebody in the audience if you'd like to. So, Emilio, what are we...
I'm Emilio Uriasti, and I'm the member of the Burbank Unified School District, Burbank Adult School. And I do not see any of our district people in the audience, although I have some friends out there.
Hi, I'm Veronica Montes. I'm the representative from Culver City Unified School District, Culver City Adult School, and lots of friends in the audience, but no staff.
Thank you. And Larry?
Hi, everybody. Larry Frank. I'm really Marvin Martinez. I just look like Larry Frank, but I'm the alternate for Marvin. Where's the button here?
Okay. Oh, okay. Hey, everybody. I'll start again. My name is Marvin Martinez, but I'm filling in for him. He's up in Sacramento today, and long time no see, everybody. Good to see everybody.
Kathy?
It is good to see you, Larry. It's great you're here. Kathy Brenzel, Montebello Unified.
And I just wanted to recognize my direct supervisor, Dr. Thelma Melendez, our chief executive officer, and also Matthew Kogan, representing our labor partners. Thank you so much for being here. Yeah. Please, Veronica.
So we have a guest. And I just want to introduce Laura Chartier, who is one of the board members from Culver City Unified School District. Thanks for being here.
Great. Okay. So I just wanted to quickly go through the agenda for this afternoon. We are going to start with public comment, and then there are some action items that we'll be taking this afternoon around governance structure with voting, and with the funding distribution of our allocation. So we're going to start with public comment. I just want to let you know we have public comment forms that have been going and passed around. I know that you're collecting some of them. When you come to the podium, you'll see a timer there for 3 minutes. So each public comment speaker will have up to 3 minutes. And folks, thank you so much for being here. We welcome the comments. And let's go ahead, Diana, if you can bring those up. We'll start with public comment. Thank you so much. Got it. Our first speaker, Matthew Kogan, representing UTLA. Welcome, Matthew.
And who's UTLA?
United Teachers of Los Angeles.
Thank you.
Yes. My name is Matthew Kogan, and I teach ESL up the road at Evans Community Adult School. And I want to talk about governance and funding. I think governance, in part, and this process in particular, is about collaboration. It's not about beating somebody else or winning something. The vision here is that it's one community and that we find a way to collaborate. I think to collaborate, you have to work with others and find a way to develop trust with others. I think having a backup plans where if you can't get collaboration, you have more votes is just not the vision. I think this whole process of adult ed, I think adult ed in general is based on support from Sacramento. And we have a great opportunity here. And almost when I read what people say, it's almost like they're talking about cuts. We're talking about more funding. We're talking about opportunity to grow and build. And the idea of collaborating for one community is a good idea and deserves a chance. About funding, I mean, for me, I think about cuts to adult ed, vicious, deep cuts that left many in our community who wanted a better life, wanted jobs, wanted to learn English, left out on the street. And I think those that ignore those cuts are just ignoring, or the idea of restoring those cuts are ignoring the intent of the law. I don't think lawmakers, I think they did cuts because they didn't have money, but I don't think they wanted to leave those most vulnerable in our society left out. And I think to ignore the cuts is to ignore the law, is to ignore recent history, but is really ignoring those in the community that need our thing. I'm talking about poor people. There's none of our students are in the room, and they never are when decisions are made about people of low income or about adult education. But they want these funds released. They want these funds to go where they can be used. And I encourage this body to make a decision and spend those funds and restore some of the cuts made. I think there's more money, there's room for many ideas, but not to restore cuts in funding is not what we need and is not what our students are showing by where they go, the waiting list they go, the long lines they wait in to improve themselves, improve their education. So I encourage the board to vote today and vote to release those funds, and I encourage them to find a way to work together. Thank you.
Thank you, Matthew. Our next speaker is Sergio Hernandez, also representing United Teachers of Los Angeles.
Good afternoon. Sergio Hernandez. I teach career tech education. I teach construction. And this is always an industry that when times are good, boy, you cannot find enough people, you know. And when times aren't that great, there's a core group of people that remain working, and everyone else has accomplished enough skills that they can support themselves. So this is what adult education is about, and I'm really happy to see that the agenda today is about moving forward, the allocation and the governance. Once we pass this milestone, I'm really looking forward to what we can do together. You know, when I look at adult education from where we were to where we are today, it literally breaks your heart. There are so many students that have needs and are turning every which way they can, and they just cannot find where they can find services. I usually think of this as kind of like air. You never think about it till you don't have any. So adult ed is its opportunity, you know, and you never think about it till it's gone. But right now before us, we have a great opportunity to build this moving forward so that it becomes better than it ever was as individual people. What Matthew said is true. It's a good idea. We're in a region. Let's all work together to build the opportunities for our constituents in this region. So in moving forward, I really have to ask you as the leadership, where is our steering committee? Where is industry? Where are the teachers where we can come together regularly and look at the needs of the community and those that are looking for opportunities? We have lots of data. I give you that. But we need those voices in the room. Things change all the time. You don't even have to look very hard at your phone, and in 2 years it's gone, and there's new apps, and I don't know how to work the darn thing. You know, I honestly wish there was a class for that. So this steering committee is something that I really would ask you to engage in right away. Once these funds, today this is going to be monumental, you're going to break out these funds, and then let's get to work. Let's bring the voices in the room, and let's get this done as soon as we can. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Sergio. We have another public comment from Laura Chartier, representing Culver City Unified School District. Welcome, Laura.
Hi, I'll be very brief. My name is Laura Chartier from Culver City Unified School District. I'm a board member. When this process first began with AB 86, Culver City was very nervous about joining such a large regional consortia. And I think for good reason we were nervous about this. But we jumped in, and we've spent a lot of time and energy planning so that we can be a part of this consortia, and now are excited to be able to leverage those resources. But if Culver City does not have the same voting rights or the voting power that everybody else on the board has, we might as well have no vote. You might as well send us an email and a check. Tell us what to do. Because if we cannot share in the responsibility of determining how the money is spent equally, and that our expertise as adult educators is not respected, then we might as well have no vote at all. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura. And everyone, I wanted to recognize Lancey Estudias is here with us, who will be recording the call of the roll. So thank you so much for helping us, Lancey, also setting up the meeting. And also back behind us, Darlene Nielsen is supporting, she was supporting the clock there and the parking tickets that we have. So, yes. Oh, and we also have one. You got it. You got it. We also have another public comment from John Mears, the Adult Education Task Force, associated with California Assembly Member Patty Lopez. Mr. Mears, welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm here to talk about the unmet need that we find in LAUSD. On August 20th, 550 ESL students showed up at West Valley Occupational Center for 60 seats, actually 60 places to be tested and placed in ESL programs. All but 60 were turned away. They were told to come back the next day. So the next morning, August 21st, at 4 o'clock in the morning, they started coming. Some tried to climb the fence. At 5 o'clock, they were still waiting. 6 o'clock, they opened the gates. People rushed across the parking lot, got in line, and soon there were about 500 people around the building. And of those, about 60 more got tested and placed in ESL classes. It was really a disaster this year because we did not have the money in time. We did not have enough money. We do not have enough money to operate a program to serve our communities. So I hope that this consortium and that the state of California can find a way to meet the needs in our communities, because it's really a desperate need, and it's a very important thing that we do in LAUSD. All of us do important things, all of the school districts, and the community college as well, but the problem is that we seem to be the stepchild. We seem to be sort of, I would say, K-12 adult ed throughout the state of California has been relegated to a stepchild status. And I think that needs to be changed. I think we need the respect and the support and the funding that our communities desperately need and deserve. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, John. Are there any more public comment speakers? Any? Okay.
We're taking minutes in the back.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. We're now going to move on the agenda to our action items, and we're going to start with the item around governance structure and a voting structure. So, for the last number of meetings as a board, we've spent a lot of time discussing how we might govern ourselves. tough questions. It was challenging. We've spent a lot of time on that. And we're here today to decide how we'll govern ourselves through a motion on how we'll have a voting structure. And so I'd like to open it up to the board members to make a motion on how we might structure.
I'd like to make a motion. I motion that as a component of our governance structure, that all voting on action items and matters of importance which may require a vote, that each member district of the Los Angeles Regional Adult Education Consortium have one vote representing their district.
Is there a second?
I second.
Seconded by Ms. Montes, Culver City. Thank you, Emilio. Now I'd like to open it up to the board members for discussion.
Could I make a second motion?
Yeah. Let me open it up to discussion on this motion.
But could I make a second motion?
Would you like to amend the motion?
No, I'd like to propose a second motion.
Okay. Please.
I would just like to propose a governance structure based on consensus.
Okay. So, yeah. Yeah, and Larry, it's on.
It's on.
Yeah. And so Mr. Frank's motion was to govern ourselves on consensus. So what I'd like to do is come back to Emilio's motion on one vote per district and to have discussion on that. Is there discussion?
Yeah. So one of the things that I would like to say is in our meeting on the 16th, when we presented the various voting options, we talked about the idea that first and foremost, the goal was always to reach consensus. So in terms of your motion, Larry, that's always the first thing we try to do. So from my perspective, the idea is that we do vote, that we do consensus first, and when we cannot reach consensus, when we cannot reach consensus, that we have to have a way to resolve whatever, to make a decision on the issue at hand. So in, from my perspective, the idea of the consensus first with the one vote, one agency makes perfect sense. And it recognizes the contribution from every district and the expertise, as Ms. Chartier said.
Thank you, Ms. Montes. Any other discussion on Emilio's motion?
So, hi. So, I mean, so the complex situation is, right, is that we have to come up with a governance structure. Right. So up until now, as I understand it, we've always operated on consensus. Has there been a decision that we've made in the, under AB 86 or under AB 105 that's not been consensus based?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, Montes. Mm-hmm. So my point is the. Our task is to come up with a governance structure, right? But in order to come up with a governance structure, you have to have a governance structure. That's the catch-22, right? So what we've been able to do, right, is use consensus up until now to develop these things. So the big question in front of us is how do we come up with a governance structure today, right? And a one vote per district is a governance structure, right? So how does one come to that conclusion without actually having a governance structure?
Ms. Montes?
So what alternative do you propose to coming up with that? Because mm-hmm. how can we even begin to move forward if we're, that creates an impasse? Mm-hmm. And we have methods. The idea of one vote, one agency, or whatever voting structure that we come up with moves us past the impasse that we're at right now. And
so
we do, in the initial implementation plan, that the mm-hmm. idea was that we would use the consensus model initially until we needed to do something else. and we are apparently at that place where we need to do something else. And I just worry that we're going to keep putting this off and putting this off and putting this off, and the services don't happen. And to be quite honest, Larry, it doesn't impact your ability to provide service right now. It impacts our ability to provide service right now. So
that's not exactly accurate. We could actually provide additional services as well, just like you could provide additional services beyond your MOE. So we're in the same situation on providing of services. But unfortunately, it brings us right back to where we were, those of us that were in the room back in 2013 and 2014. This kind of day was somewhat predictable, right, where in my mind, I would sort of ask us to kind of go back to that moment. We sort of predicted this difficult situation. And so I just would remind us all that, in my opinion, our biggest problem is the legislation that hasn't given us the ability to really figure out how do we work together. So if we're going to go back to the moment in time when the governor first, in January of 2014, said we're going to have the dollars go to the community college district, and the LA school district said absolutely not, we're losing all of these resources, right, that some of us have saved in our school districts. And the community colleges said the same thing. We don't really want that, you know, target on our forehead to serve all adults and the only ones at the table to do so with only the $300 million in place. And so at that moment, the governor said, okay, well, we're going to put $25 million into a planning process, and let's see if everybody knows how to play in the sandbox together. And today, we kind of have our answer, right? So the complexity is that we're at a moment where our challenge was to how is it that we build out our partnerships? How do we make sure the community colleges step up and take the graduates from our short-term CTE, right, from our adult ed programs? How do we build out the curriculum? How do we do those pieces of work? And it's a difficult thing, but I'm going to add a little bit more complexity to it. I think there's a deeper level of the conversation, and I think, believe it or not, it could be helpful to the school districts as you think about this as well. And I know you're not going to believe that initially, but the key, I've put a lot of time into really understanding where we are, and I've talked to some people up in Sacramento, right? I don't think the exercise that is being proposed today, which is to just come up with a governance structure, you know, create a one vote per district governance structure under AB 104. Our task is to come up with a governance structure today, right? But just to do a majority vote to create a governance structure, ultimately, as I understand it, every school district has to sign off on what the proposal is that is going up to Sacramento, right? And it's really a situation that's an untenable situation. And the reason it's untenable is there's still unanswered questions in the legislation. And there's unanswered questions in terms of how the pieces fit together. So if what we're doing is figuring out how does the $28.3 million get apportioned to build the partnership, that's one thing. But it's possible, unless there's new legislation, that also controls how next year's allocation is distributed as well, which is problematic, right? It's problematic because, right, it's problematic because it means that LAUSD would probably face layoffs in that situation. So there's numbers of things in this situation that's given presented to us today in terms of trying to come up with a governance structure and allocation that are unanswered. And I think it's premature, honestly, for you to come up with what the answers are to those questions without protecting the interests of your own adult ed programs.
Mr. Frank, thank you. Thank you for your comments. Ms. Montes?
I just want to understand? What part, though, Larry, of each of us having one vote is a problem? What part of that is an issue?
Right. So the part with each one of us having a vote is that that's a governance structure, and it's clear from that governance structure, right, that the goal of a full partnership with the community colleges is something that will not be implemented in the process. Yeah. So we can have a deeper conversation about that.
Yeah. So, Ms. Montes, let me comment. Yeah. Mr. Frank, I wanted to comment. Right now we have 71 consortias in California. 70 of them have one community college district and then multiple K-12 districts partnering with them. Right now, we've had 6 consortias place their governance structure on the state's LIRIC website. And 5 out of 6 of the consortias had agreed to govern themselves by one vote per district.
So I think the important response to that is there are 65 that are still struggling with this. And we're not alone as being a lone community college that is in fact facing, you know, being isolated by or being I'm not sure you're understanding my points, right? We are not alone in being the sole community college that is getting a very small role in trying to figure out the partnership.
Okay.
And so there are many other community colleges that are facing the exact same situation that we're experiencing here in LA.
So I just want to, just one thing about, you asked earlier, had we ever come to anything other than consensus?
Yeah.
When we were looking at our project manager, we had we had some proposals, and we looked at a particular group, and not everybody wanted that group, and we did that by voting. So we did that by majority, because not everybody, without getting into the details about that particular agency, we voted, and it was the majority rule.
And
community college and just LAUSD was left out. They voted no to that, and
yeah,
we did it anyway.
Well, so it turns out that we should have had a consensus in retrospect.
Or is there any other comment?
Yeah, I'd like to make
Ms.
a comment. We initially, and we all agreed that consensus is the way to go, that consensus. But the truth is we need a structure of voting in case we can't come to consensus. And hopefully that the consensus, the voting will lead to us working on consensus. And I also think that one per member, because there's 5 of us in this, and it acknowledges the value of each one of us. So I actually proposed consensus at the beginning with AB 86, and I think it worked. I mean, I think the one vote, whatever we did, I think we would have come to consensus anyway. I mean, I know one of them I wasn't happy with, and it was like, that's okay. But now there's, like, really important issues here.
Yeah.
And so beyond consensus, there's got to be a structure, I think. I don't think any of them are going to go with consensus only.
Yeah. Okay, are there any other comments? Okay, so I want to, Emilio.
I just want to say that I do agree that we have operated by consensus, but it would be certainly foolish to think that that could continue, especially as we get into much more difficult discussions and matters of importance. And if that is the sole decision process that we have, then we're going to have a stalemate and we're not going to progress. And then we have situations where we have students' needs that are not being met, frankly, by all 5 of us, by all 5 districts, I should say. But the other thing is, I could have sworn that in our regional plan that it spoke of a concept of that if consensus could not be reached, that there would be one vote per. Now, I did not bring it with me, I must confess, but I thought that it addressed the fact of one vote per member in the event that consensus cannot be reached. So I don't think this is something revolutionary nor far-fetched.
But that was in the planning process under AB 86, not under AB 104. We need to come up with a governance process under AB 104 with a new delegated leadership structure.
Okay. Board, we had a motion by Emilio. It was seconded, but we also had a second motion by Mr. Frank. And I want to...
It needs a second.
And it needs a second, exactly. So I want to see, is there a second to support Mr. Frank's motion? Okay. Without a second, we're going to go back to Emilio's motion of one vote per district. Ms. Monte seconded it. Mr. Asturias, can you call the roll, please?
Yes, thank you. Okay. Burbank Unified?
Yay.
Culver City Unified?
Yay.
Los Angeles Community College?
No.
Los Angeles Unified School District?
Yay.
Montebello Unified?
Aye.
Sorry.
Aye. Okay, the motion passes. Thank you.
So again, I will register my objection that the motion passes under a governance structure that does not exist.
Thank you, Mr. Frank. Okay, the next item on the agenda is another action item. We will discuss and propose our funding distribution one more time. And then I'll also ask for a board member to make a motion to approve one of the proposals. Just want to tell you about the structure and how we'll do this. And we'll start alphabetically with Burbank. We have a docu-reader for the proposal. We all, as board members, have each of the proposals in front of us. The intent of this part of the meeting is to make sure that each board member, each district, has one more chance to articulate their proposal. There might have been some modifications from last Friday when we presented, but this needs to be very transparent. We need to slow down with this to make sure each board member has that opportunity to come back to clearly state where they're landing on the LARIC funding distribution. Okay? So we'll go ahead and start with Burbank. Emilio?
Thank you, Michael. We've had several discussions as an executive body regarding funding models. We have talked about a lot of things. There has not been one particular model that's been railroaded over another, anything like that. Everyone has had an opportunity to present a model. And quite frankly, the Burbank model here, funding model, is of sorts a kind of like a Henry Clay compromise model in terms of listening to the models that were presented by each member and then proposing something. And I remember, in fact, being at the room and sitting with everyone and looking at this. This was also shared with our superintendent and with our cabinet in Burbank Unified as well, so that they also would have an opportunity to weigh in and to contribute to this model. But quite frankly, what this model does, the Burbank model, is it allows us, under the spirit of AB 104, to continue to develop and implement new programs and services. We all know what they are because we've talked about these, and quite frankly, they're completely in sync with our regional plan. But more importantly, they're responsive to the needs, to our local needs, which do differ amongst the five districts. Regardless of size, there are different needs there, and this would allow us to meet those needs. The other is that it closes any gaps or allows for the closure of gaps in programs and services, which quite frankly are in demand. Whatever the argument is, these programs are in demand, and there are certain entities that are not able to provide them without this funding. The other is the third piece, which is something that we've spoken of, is it allows for that innovation and creativity, and here's the caveat, without the duplication of services. And that's something that we've looked at to make sure that we were not doing regarding our plan and what we wanted to do with that funding.
Thank you, Emilio. Let's go to Culver City. Ms. Montes.
Thank you, Mike. So with Culver City's model, one of the things that I did first and when looking at everything and listening, being part of all of the meetings and proposals that everybody made ahead of time and throughout the discussions, there were five assumptions that we operated from. One was that all agencies have committed to utilizing their funds to support the collaborative time for faculty, staff, and counselors to do that alignment, to do that articulation, to do that seamless transition between all agencies. So that's number one assumption. The other one is that each agency has a valid and documented needs. Everybody has their needs. And that we will utilize the funds in accordance with the plan, the Regional Comprehensive Plan, as well as the AB 104 legislation. And here's the bottom line. There is just not enough money. There's not enough money to do that for everybody everywhere. So this, and by the way, this proposal from Culver City is for this 15-16 Adult Ed Block Grant Consortium money only. This is not intended to be forever and ever. This is the idea is that we would have to come back because how we get funded next year may be a whole different ballgame. So understanding that we all have to look at that again and figure out what to do. And then, again, I mean, really, I did the same thing that Emilio did. We're looking at the percentages from Table 4, looked at the percentages in various forms, and also what people brought to the table in terms of their needs. And in that effort of collaboration, what you'll see is in our own proposal, Culver City gets less than everybody else is giving us. And we're the tiniest district. And the reason that we're willing to do that is because we're committed to the collaboration and committed to moving us forward and not getting held up on, $50,000, the dollar amounts, because the bottom line is that we need to put this money out and get that to students. So they are similar. They are different, by the way, for anybody who was here at last week's meeting. Again, using that conversation we had last week to adjust even one more time. So
thank you, Ms. Montes. Mr. Frank, LACCD.
Yeah.
And Mr. Frank, I'm sorry, can you give me a copy of yours there?
Yeah.
And Emilio, do you have one as well? You got it. Okay, you go.
They were at the entrance, yeah. So I haven't actually had a chance to talk to folks in a long time since I was part of the original planning process, but since they went to the individual representatives. So I do want to see if I can provide a little bit of content that, you know, I would like to be able to speak to, if that's okay. So the Community College District's proposal is that that we would get percentage of the $28.3 million that would allow us to be a partner, right? And let me be as transparent as possible. The Community College District does have some other sources of funds related to apportionment, right? But the key is that right now we are serving, all of us, adult ed and the community colleges, we're serving the same families. But in many ways, we're serving the children, and you're serving the adults, right? And what was asked of us in terms of what we as a community colleges do is that we take on and really make sure that we serve those adults as well, right? In terms of the real immigrant population of Los Angeles. And we all do teach in English, right? But quite honestly, there are certain things that we as a district, to really step up and be that full partner here, we actually need to invest in to be that partner. There's a fair amount of professional development that we would like to do so that we bring our resources to the population that we're all committed to, the families that we're all committed to. So there's a a large professional development piece that we need to accomplish. There's a lot of, in our system, release time that we need to do to articulate our curriculum and make sure that we have the curriculum that fully articulates from all of the short-term CTE programs and other programs. Right, so, and there's also one other piece, which I just want to say out loud, which is that LAUSD is a big ship. It takes a lot to turn the big ship. LACCD is a big ship. It takes a lot to turn the big ship. And it takes a lot in terms of what happens inside of our institutions, right? So to see the community college as an afterthought in trying to figure out how we work together in terms of what it would take to turn that ship, it actually does take some resources to get the full buy-in of our institutions, complex institutions, that really this is an attempt to be have the real conversation with the other school districts about what it's going to take. We are all serving and all committed to the population, but we would like to be a full partner in that conversation. And in order to do that, it's going to take a little bit more money than, you know, $200,000-$300,000 per institution to really get us to figure out how to fully get there. So we're looking, based on the last 2 years of conversations, to be a full partner on how to accomplish that. So what you see in terms of allocation is this is, in our mind, right, for the $10 million for 15-16, right? But the question is, and this is what I think you guys need to look at, is what you're agreeing to today, unless there's new legislation, is percentages for 16-17 and 17-18 as well. So as a result, I think it's important for us to actually go together and get understanding from Sacramento, to get understanding about, because honestly, we're not looking to take jobs from LAUSD and adult ed that are currently there. We're looking to be a full partner. I'm being as transparent as I can possibly be in terms of, you know, coming to the table with something that I think this group needs to fully understand before you do this today.
Thank you, Mr. Frank. Kathy, why don't you go next? Please, Emilio?
I just have a question, just for clarification. Larry, did I hear you say, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, that if there is something voted on today regarding distribution, that these percentages would then have to remain for the future?
So let me say that my understanding is that everything we're doing today is not an agreement from our consortium, right? So there has to be a sign-off from all of the districts in order for something to go forward as a position of the consortium, right? And I don't think that that's something that's going to happen today. But there's a deeper conversation, which is, in my mind, we should be talking about what we're doing for 15-16 to actually have us all really working together, because I believe that's what we started at, what we wanted to figure out, how do we work together. And there's a second issue, which is that right now, MOE is not allocated or conceptualized for next year and the year after. So how the dollars are apportioned will be controlling not just the 28.3, but all the dollars that go, right? So if that's the case, that's a complex question about how it is. So I'm giving you guys a heads up. Probably shouldn't, but I'm giving you guys a heads up. We're supposed to be on the same page. We're not supposed to be, I mean, everybody thinks LA is dysfunctional, right? But we haven't figured out how to really work our systems together, right? And people may be cutting off their nose by mistake in thinking that this is the right way to proceed today. And I'm especially looking at LAUSD because LAUSD will lose money in ways that they don't predict unless they get additional new legislation that creates new MOE for next year and the year after. So we're in an environment where we cannot predict the future, and yet we're making decisions that may control the future, right? So I would just want to say that right now there's a 4-to-1 conversation happening. The community college district is somehow the odd person out. But the real person out is really this legislation that has created an environment where we're supposed to figure out how to work together, but really we ended up with a conversation about restoration and a little bit of something for the community colleges. So I'm trying to see if I can elevate the conversation a little bit and just make us aware that we may not want to proceed precipitously about how we're trying to figure this out.
Thank you, Larry. Kathy, why don't you go ahead and share your proposal again?
I have to say, in many ways, I think what Larry is saying is what we all started out to do, and that it's important for all of our communities that we look at this in a way that we all can serve the plan so we can bring forward our communities towards work and preparation and jobs. So I believe the governor, and this is my opinion, that the feds and the state are looking towards us to have a model of work preparation so everybody can go to work. I think that our MOEs sustain since 2013, sustain our programs as they are. As we look at this $28 million, I truly believe that that is for consortium work, and that is work that we're going to serve the plan in ways that are innovative, and a lot of it's going to be career prep. A lot of it's going to be technology. A lot of it's going to be teacher preparation because we're going into a new place. So, Montebello, I haven't changed mine. In order to acknowledge the need in each and every district that's a member of this consortium, I looked at table 4 on page 40, and looked at ways that that Montebello felt that each member could substantially carry out their plan to meet the requirements of the overall plan. And as Veronica says, there simply isn't enough money. And that's causing, if we had enough money, we would to meet the needs of our community. So within that, I think we all have to give a little bit. So Montebello is looking at $775,000 for Burbank, $450,000 for Culver City, $4,425,000 for Montebello, $14,227,759 for LA.
Million.
That too. And $8,500,000 for the community colleges. And as you can see, the percentages that go along with them. So Montebello sees us as a partnership, all working towards the betterment of each of our communities and the greater LA area. The state saw us as the largest region by far, probably 5 times more than the next one to us. And I also think would like to see us not be dysfunctional. I think that they expected us to be, and we haven't been. And I truly believe we can come to consensus on a lot of this. Once we start in these larger to look at consensus, I think a lot of the decisions that are to be made will follow along. So I've really enjoyed this group, working with this group. I think we've had a lot of accomplishments so far, and I know that we're going to continue to have accomplishments as we go forward. And what Larry says about the future, I have a lot of concerns about the years to come. I really do. How's it going to be next year? Are they going to issue a certain amount of money to the consortium and then we'll have to divide that, allocate that as our MOE. What's going to happen in 16? What's going to happen? I think we ought to really now be looking at talking to our legislators as, in terms of this going forward. Are we going to lose our identity as a college and as an adult school, and are we going to become a consortium? That bothers me too, because I think that the adult schools K-12 have a real important place in the community. I've always felt that of all the educational institutions, K-12 Adult Ed has the closest contact with the community. We're in it. They come to us. It's really important. So I, too, am worried, very concerned about future things that are happening. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. And I'll go ahead and review LA Unified's proposal once again. It is slightly different than last Friday. LA Unified has trimmed our proposal and our allocation proposal just slightly. As I mentioned last week, we certainly started off looking at the WIOA federal formula as a starting point, kind of loosely looking at it. We thought about performance-based measures. We thought about something that all of the districts were a part of around ESL, ABE, and ASE. And that was a starting point for us. And that performance-based measure, which will be part of the plan, was critical. And so that's why we started at that point. Also, in reflecting back into the plan that we all signed off on about a year ago, and making reference to page 40, table 4, we also took that into consideration on the needs that we felt that we would have, not knowing what the allocation would be. The third factor for us was we listened intently to public comment, to our stakeholders, and I listened intently to my colleagues, multiple meetings. And those three factors came together to come up with a plan, a proposal here that we think is fair and equitable for all adult learners in the region. Yes, there's not enough money, and we're all concerned about that. And we did spend time and many conversations and a lot of reflection. And again, this proposal, slightly tweaked, we do think it is fair and equitable for all students in the region. Okay.
Discussion, are we ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
So, board members, now that we've had an opportunity one more time to articulate our most current proposals, we now have an action item to move forward with making a selection for one of the proposals. And I'd like to go ahead and open it up to the board now to go ahead and make a motion.
I want us to have discussion before a motion.
I'm sorry.
Well, you can do motion and then second, then discussion.
Yeah. You know,
So what I want to do then is give a little clarity about on the Culver City proposal for the community college, if I can do that.
Sure. So, Ms. Montes, that's fine. We were, the plan was to move second and then discussion.
Got it.
But do you want to make a comment right now?
I do want to make a comment because I think that it will help give some clarity to the proposal. So in looking at the amount that everybody needed and what we talked about, and I understand, Larry, we've talked with Marvin, we've talked with the other team members about the idea of professional development, which is in all of our plans, and the articulation and the alignment. And so in coming up with that number, when Culver City came up with that number, you have nine community colleges and one central office. And so just kind of looking at that, thinking, so that this number is based on each one of those colleges having $575,000 plus your district office having $575,000 with the idea that some of those discussions are going to happen. So I'm Culver City is near West LA, so and near Venice Service Center. So one of the ideas in terms of what I see moving forward is that we would get together and we would be able to sit down and look at within that area, where are we missing? Where do we have a gap? And from it was hard for me to imagine that with $575,000, we couldn't come up with, between what we have and however LA distributes theirs, that we couldn't come up with solutions to close some of those gaps in our area, as well as meet the need to provide the articulation time, the alignment time, the counselor, all of that stuff. So from my perspective, that made sense in terms of breaking it up by everyone, by each of the colleges. So I just wanted to give clarity to that, because I think that then the next piece is going to be what kinds of ideas and plans we come up with at that sub-region level, right? That it's not going to all happen at the central office level. So.
Thank you. So board members, I'm going to call for a motion on accepting one of the proposals.
Well, I think we just ought to go around here, but I'm ready to make a motion. I motion that the Los Angeles Regional Adult Education Consortium accept and adopt the Burbank funding model as exhibited for the purpose of the distribution of the Adult Education Block Grant.
Do we have a second?
I second.
We have a second with Montebello. Lancey? Now, is there comment?
I have a clarifying question. I guess a discussion, clarifying question. So your proposal, I just want to articulate the numbers. The proposal is Burbank, $745,000, Culver City, $500,000, Montebello, $3,127,759, community colleges, $6 million, and LAUSD, $18 million. That's on the table.
That's on the table right now. And we have a second from Kathy. Discussion. Do we have any discussion?
It actually gives you community colleges more per site than mine did. So it's better than mine for you and okay. For me.
Okay. Mr. Asturias, can you call the roll?
Okay, Burbank Unified School District?
Yay.
Culver City Unified School District?
Woohoo. Woohoo? Yes. Yes, that's a yes.
Los Angeles Community College District?
Yeah, I have to register to protest that we do not have a governance structure that would allow me to participate.
Los Angeles Unified School District?
Yes.
Let me go back, if I may, to LACCD. Does that mean that you're abstaining or not participating on the vote? Or you're saying no?
We don't have a governance structure in order for me to participate.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry. Montebello Unified School District?
No.
Mr. Studios, can you?
We have three yeses and one no and one protest.
Well, it's not exactly a protest.
Yeah. So the motion passes.
I'm confused.
Ms. Montes?
I'm confused. I am confused, so I'm going to publicly say I'm confused.
I am too.
I'm confused that. Why I asked for it to be read out loud, why I read it out loud again, is because, Kathy, you seconded a proposal, which I'm under the impression that when you second a proposal, you're supporting it. So.
I'm not. We can go back. So are we saying this proposal is the one that's going to be the...
Yes, that's what that meant. So if we need to revisit that again, then I think we should revisit that again.
Revisit that again.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm not okay with it going with her having misunderstood it.
Okay.
I'm not okay with that.
Okay.
So I think the only way to undo this was for me to take back my motion.
Can we do this again? No. The motion is still there. I'm going to second the motion. I second the motion.
But is she withdrawing her second?
I am withdrawing my second.
So Montebello is withdrawing the second. I'm going to second the motion. And Mr. Asturias, I'd like you to call the roll.
Okay. So let's call the roll one more time, please. Burbank Unified School District?
Yay.
Culver City?
No.
Unified School District?
No.
Los Angeles Community College District?
Register a protest. We do not have a governance structure for us to vote on.
Montebello Unified School District?
No.
We have two yes, two no.
And I'm going to
Los Angeles Unified School District, my apologies.
Yes.
And so we have two yes and two no's.
Can I propose another one?
Yes. So let's open it up for another motion for another proposal.
I propose the Culver City model.
I second it.
Friendly amendment?
Seconded by Kim. Yeah. I propose an amendment to the Culver City model. And my amendment would be that LA Unified would have an additional $500,000, making it $18,500,000, and that LACCD would have $6 million. Let me take that back. That I want to amend that LACCD would have $5,500,000 and LA Unified would have $18,505,000.
And state the CCD again.
LACCD would be $5,500,000.
Thank you.
And Lancy, can you help us keep track of those numbers right now?
In your friendly amendment, Michael, what would Montebello have?
Montebello would have $3 million. You know what?
Hold on. We need a calculator.
So, Michael, you're proposing different amounts for all the districts?
No, I just want to readjust LA Unified, LACCD, and Montebello.
Everybody's got their calculators out there? Because you all look like you do.
Just one second. I'd like to amend, and this is a, these are new numbers. LA Unified would receive $18,287,759. $18,287,759. Montebello would receive $3,150,000. $3,150,000. All other districts would remain the same.
Montebello rescinds its second.
Okay.
Being as my second is based on these numbers, the original numbers.
You said the second to the amendment.
So let me ask you, so let me just ask you, Board. I amended Culver City's proposal. Kathy, are you seconding my amendment?
No.
Okay, let me call for a second on my amendment.
Well, here's the thing. I don't accept the friendly amendment onto this proposal.
Okay. Okay.
It doesn't have to be a friendly amendment.
What, yeah. Whatever. Whatever
no
that
second,
word is.
If the amendment fails, yeah. Then you're back to the original.
Right,
amendment.
Right. But do we have a second on my amendment?
I have a second.
Second.
Emilio has seconded my amendment. Okay. Mr. Astudillas, can you call the roll?
Where are we?
Yeah, so let's clarify if we can, please. Yeah. So we're looking at Burbank with 740.
Yeah. Yeah.
Culver City, 450. LAUSD, $18,287,759. Montebello, $3,150,000. In Los Angeles Community College, $5,750,000. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah. So that was my amendment. Emilio seconded my amendment, and we need to call the roll.
Well, wait. Okay. Is that the procedure, even though we have the first?
It should be a vote on the amendment if it's absent and substituted for the original.
Yeah. We're back to the original.
Okay, so let's call the vote on the amendment.
On the amendment.
Burbank Unified School District.
Yay.
Culver City Unified School District.
No.
Los Angeles Community College District.
Protest, we do not have governance structure.
Los Angeles Unified School District.
Yay.
Montebello Unified School District.
No.
We have two yes, two no, and one protest.
Okay.
Amendment fails.
Great. So the amendment fails. So we go back to the original motion, and that was Culver City.
Second.
I seconded already.
I thought you took that back.
No, not the second of Culver City.
Yeah. You took the friendly amendment back. Okay.
I didn't have anything to do with the amendment.
Okay. So.
I second the first one.
So we have a second to Culver City's proposal. I have another amendment. And Jefferson, I need help with this.
Can we vote it? Can we try to vote it without an amendment?
Because you have a proposal.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have a second amendment, a second proposal to that, and that would be adopting LA Unified's proposal. Do I have a second for adopting LA Unified's proposal?
I want to vote on...
So, Veronica, my second motion has to have a second. If there's no second, we go back to yours.
Okay, got it.
So I have a second, just like Mr. Frank did earlier with the voting. So I am second proposal that we adopt LA Unified's distribution proposal. Do we have a second? Okay, hearing none. Then we go back to the original proposal of Culver City.
With no amendments.
With no amendment.
Let's try it once, just once with no amendment.
With no amendment. And we had a second by Kathy. Okay. Mr. Ostudios, if you can call the roll.
Okay, as you're looking at your screens, please disregard the crossouts and the additional numbers. We're looking at the original amounts as stated for Culver City's proposal. So let me call roll. Burbank Unified School District.
Yay.
Culver City Unified School District.
Yes.
Los Angeles Community College District.
The protest, we do not have a governance structure.
Los Angeles Unified School District?
No.
Montebello Unified School District?
Yay.
We have three yeses, one no. Okay. And one protest.
Yeah. The motion passes. Okay, board and all of our stakeholders in the audience, want to talk about next steps for our board. We do have a board meeting coming up on Friday, November 20th. The time and location is to be determined, but just wanted you to know that we do have one scheduled. And our next steps, we only have until November 2nd, so it's about a week and a half now. We need to make sure that we submit our consortium allocation schedule, a budget, and the consortia report on governance, compliance, and rules as soon as possible. Okay. Board members, thank you once again for being here. Our stakeholders in the audience, thank you so much for being here and your participation. This will close the board meeting. And Mr. Ostudios, if you can just mark 4:50, closing time. Thank you very much, everyone.